excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
OpTest is a fantastic supplier of high-quality, innovative instruments for the pulp and paper laboratory. You can see their full line at www.optest.com. They are located in beautiful Hawkesbury, Ontario, Canada. Reach them at 613-632-5169. That's 613-632-5169. Or again, their website, www.optest.com. Tell them you heard about them on Pulp and Paper Radio International.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 3rd of June, 2013. The title is, What Are You Afraid Of? Over the years, it has been interesting to watch the fear level of employees. And those tending to be fearful, it has often seemed their fear level at work was really related to matters outside of work. The young, unencumbered by family obligations or debt, seem to be fairly carefree. As children come along and become involved in school, the desire to maintain a stable household becomes a driving force. Later, paying for college may drive one's fear. Finally, closing in on retirement, fear seems to subside to the early career levels once again. So one way or another, fear seems to be related to keeping the paychecks coming. Of course, a heavy component in this is your confidence and awareness of your surroundings. I once worked for a company where the CEO was a real SOB. After I left, which was not related to him, even though I had had a great deal of exposure to him, I was talking to one of his direct reports. The subject of the CEO's style came up and I expressed my opinion. My friend laughed and commented, "Have you ever heard or witnessed him, that is the CEO, firing anyone?" My answer was no. Then he went on, "I'll grant you, many people were fearful and ran away, but he never fired anyone. And after I figured that out, I never worried about him again." Good point. For some of us, our fears relate to something else, perhaps childhood, perhaps our performance in school. I had a psychologist tell me one time that many of us are afraid of, quotes, being found out, end quotes. That is, to be a fool, ignorant, cheat, you name it. And none of this may be true. It could be it is all things we have conjured up in our heads. As a manager, an important thing to figure out is that fearful employees do funny, that is, funny not ha-ha, things you don't want them to do. Again, as a manager, you can't always control all of this because some of it may be related to matters long past, but there are portions that you can. For instance, if an employee, and this works with your kids too, brings you bad news, a violent reaction on your part is the first step toward training them to not bring you bad news again. I was able to manage this well with the kids. Bad news was seldom met with more than a raised eyebrow at the time of disclosure. And I did this because I wanted them to bring me the real bad news when it happened. If you are always reacting violently to bad news as a manager, I can promise you your subordinates are not telling you everything that is going on. And someday that could provoke a real disaster. But I'll wrap up by going back to employees. I went to work as a senior manager in a facility one time. A very competent employee had a bad case of being afraid. In fact, it was so bad he had the mannerisms of an abused dog. His body language was very pronounced and very defensive. I tried to help him to no avail. After I left, I heard sometime later he did too, and the last I heard he had succeeded nicely elsewhere. Good for him. Don't walk around in fear. Life is too short. If you spend your days dreading work because you are afraid, get some professional help if you cannot cope with it yourself. This does not have to be a permanent condition. For our quiz this week, we'll ask about your fears. You can take it online. For safety this week, fear can affect your safety attitude in a very negative way. Preoccupation with any emotional baggage like fear can make you less safe. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 10th of June, 2013. The title is Destroying a Brand. Personally, I take a view that the idea of a brand is a very broad concept indeed. You are a brand personally. It is largely your reputation. The company you work for sells brands, be it paper, machinery, services, or whatever. Even the recycled fiber sellers are, quotes, brands. I know situations where certain recycled fiber sellers will not be allowed back on the site of a mill because of the way they've dealt with it before. Recent events seem to suggest we can, in real time, watch a retail brand being destroyed right now. The brand? Hilton Hotels. It started back in the winter when they devalued their point system. They devalued it significantly, as evidenced with recent experiences. Back in December, we stayed at the Conrad Hotel, a Hilton brand, in Lower Brent, Manhattan, for 50,000 points per night. In late May, we stayed at the same hotel again for 32,000 points per night, plus $150 per night. Quite a difference. Just this week, the Hilton in Midtown Manhattan announced it is stopping room service, says it is too expensive. I thought having a piece of pie and a glass of milk delivered to my room at 11 p.m. for $25 surely had a wee bit of profit built in. The Hilton chain has stopped delivering newspapers to rooms, too, although this may be the general cost of newspapers more than anything else. I have been loyal to the Hilton brands for years, but do you see what is happening here? They're making changes that I notice, changes that convey to me they are becoming less service-oriented, less interested in the customer, more interested in gouging us for every dollar they can. This is a dangerous place to be, no matter what your brand is, again, including yourself. For once one sets a level of expectation of performance, any deterioration in that level is noticed. And even more importantly, it raises the sensitivity of those watching you. Now they are looking for any signs of further deterioration. I have seen this happen with employees. Reliable old Fred comes to work on time every day for 25 years. All of a sudden, his behavior changes. He shows up late. He leaves early. Perhaps he misses a day every now and then. Everyone starts wondering what happened to Fred, and they watch him like they have never watched him before. This is where the danger lies. Perhaps Fred had some other quirks all along, but no one noticed them because he was so reliable overall. Now, under the microscope, Fred's eccentricities shine. In weeks, he is destroyed. Credibility is completely shot. Don't be a Fred. For our quiz this week, we'll ask you about your brand online. You can take it there. For safety this week, you may not realize it, but you depend on well-known brands of safety equipment. And if one ever fails you, I'll bet you'll banish it from your company. Brands are important. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Papari Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 17th of June, 2013. Title, Two Sides Must Be Doing Cartwheels. Well, a week ago, we did not know who Edward Snowden was. In fact, many people did not know who Edward Snowden was. Now we all do. The high school dropout with a high security clearance contract employee at the U.S. National Security Agency who blew the whistle on PRISM, the software that they say may be reading this as I type it. Let me say, first off, if you thought the activities described by Mr. Snowden were not going on, you were naive. They have been going on for a long time, and they will continue to go on. The only way you can stop the bad guys is to monitor all forms of communications. Do I like it? No. Do I have a better idea? No. Am I worried about our business here at Retala Publications, the most widely read digitally native publisher in the pulp and paper industry worldwide? No. We are in the trade news business, not something of interest to the spooks. In fact, the rate of the number of people asking to join our 40-some groups on LinkedIn has not declined since this revelation. But back to our headline. If you are not familiar with Two Sides and its president and CEO, Phil Reibel, you should be. Phil and this group are doing yeoman's work to educate the public on their choices between electronic and paper information delivery. We think it just got a lot easier for Phil to make his arguments when it comes to bank statements, credit card statements, and bills. Excuse me. But back to the comment about the news business. It applies to both the general news business and to trade journal business. Look at the grades of paper which has suffered the most decline. Newsprint is all but dead. That's the news business. Super calendar grades used in magazines have suffered. Uncoated free sheet has not suffered so much as it has been taken over by wide, fast, high-capacity machines with which only a few can compete. So, expect the push to convert bill paying and electronic statements to suffer a bit of a hit. Expect such systems that survive, including business-to-business systems, to have you sign new privacy agreements, of course, to protect them from suing you, and expect to see some contract documents revert to facsimile, which is more like a phone call and where the contents are harder to extract. Bottom line, in 19 short years, we've become so dependent on the internet, email, and other such links that we cannot go back. If you did not think you were being watched, you might as well get used to the idea. It will continue. For our quiz this week, we'll ask if the recent revelations are changing your habits. You may take it online. For safety this week, remember that modern emergency response depends highly on sophisticated electronic transmission of voice and data. Be thankful for it. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 24th of June, 2013. Title, The Danger in Believing Your Own Press. Sometimes it's called, quote, drinking your own bathwater, end quote. In general, it is about thinking you are great, important, and all-knowing. It always blows up. Sometimes it's because others give us faint praise, we begin to believe what they are saying. Schools and associations are terrible about believing their own press. The absolute top-notch best managers I know in this industry never attended a pulp and paper school, either as an undergraduate or graduate student, and never darkened the door of one technical conference. I'll quickly say doing those things does not make one a bad manager. In fact, I know many people who have done so, and it gives them a much better chance at a great career. However, it is not the only way to the top. I will further hasten to say I have supported the pulp and paper schools vigorously and will continue to support them. Had I known about them when I was in high school, I would have applied to one of them. But again, this column is about believing your own press or those who praise you shamelessly. I personally don't think I'm guilty now, and I don't plan to be so in the future. Notice I did not say anything about the past. Additionally, I've been careful to not say you shouldn't try to make your own press, so to speak. It is just the issue of believing it yourself is where I caution you. I've had two great friends down through my years in the industry. One I hired on three different occasions. The other I have willingly let myself work for many times, both involving a paycheck and on a volunteer basis.
Interestingly, early in their careers, both worked in military intelligence, which gave them a great skill set in understanding people. This attribute, besides just generally liking these people, is an important part of our business relationship over the years and leads to their most important quality. Down through the decades, and I've known them both since about 1977, they have been fearless in one thing they have shared with me. Neither has ever been afraid to be completely candid with me and telling me when I am messing up. Once I hired one of these gentlemen as a human resource manager when I was in charge of growing an engineering firm. When you are a leader, especially the leader of a group of people organized for their technical and mental skills, you can quickly create a mess if you are not careful. Some of my most cherished moments are when this colleague would come into my office, shut the door, and tell me how I completely misread an issue. Don't get me wrong, he did not always sway me, but we would have a vigorous and respectful conversation. Often I changed course based on his insight, yet sometimes I did not. If you are in a leadership role and do not have someone close to you who can tell you when you are messing up without fear of retribution, you are missing a great management tool. And it needs to be said, we are not talking about a snoop here. We are talking about someone who can look at the big picture and see things you can't see. Such a perspective is invaluable. For our quiz this week, do you have a trusted confidant you can correct, who can correct your course when you are about to sail over the waterfall? You can take the quiz online. For safety this week, constructive correction in our safety meetings is vital. Don't quickly dismiss the questions or the criticism. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Papari Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.